Today is June 1st, 2015. It is episode 897 of Phone Boy Speaks, and it is also the first day of Audiomo. So this podcast is actually going to go out in two feeds. There's the Phone Boy Speaks feed at phoneboy.com/PS, and you can find links for importation into your favorite podcast player. Or this is also showing up in my Audiomo feed, which is actually, you can find a link on opinion.phoneboy.com, and it redirects somewhere else. The real URL is very long to type, so I created something short that and memorable that you can use. But so these are, of course, two different podcasts. This is the only time I will record the same for both. It will go out in both streams, and one will be hashtag with Audiomo and all of that. So for regular Phoneboy Speaks listeners, if you want to listen to my ramblings for Audiomo, which will be maybe a little different than what we normally do on Phoneboy Speaks, well, yeah, you can load up that other feed into your browser, and I may use it for other things as well in the future, but I'm going to use it for this year's Audiomo. And then for those of you who are listening to this through the Audiomo challenge, well, maybe if you like some of the stuff that I'm rambling here, you can also go listen to phoneboy.com/PS and put that in your regular podcast player, and that is a daily podcast that I do, and it's a daily podcast I've been working on for the last 2.5 years. Just about every day I've managed to put out a piece of audio, and I usually will queue them up and have them come out on a daily schedule, so you always get something new every day, something short, something sweet. And now for something of a topic. I am a subscriber to the Global Entry Program that Customs and Border Patrol in the United States offer. I do enough international travel that it's useful. It saves time going through going through customs when I come into the United States. It also works coming into U.S. pre-clearance airports like in Canada, for instance. But it also gives you access to TSA PreCheck, which means you go through you don't go through the irradiating nudoscope, as I like to refer to it. You just go through a standard metal detector. It's kind of like airport security pre-9/11. Hey, novel concept. But what I've noticed, and I've noticed this in my travels, is that there were times before I had TSA PreCheck where I got it, and there are times when other people, and I've seen other people just randomly get TSA PreCheck for no reason, and I always wondered why, and I don't even know that we necessarily know why. But apparently, there's been some convicted murderers and people that are known to be to potentially be problematic get TSA PreCheck, and you kind of wonder just how secure the program is. And I'll be honest, the Global Entry program that I went through, I had to go fill out an application and spend $100 and get fingerprinted and watch a small video. But I wonder how much actual assessment was done, right? I just don't know, and I wonder how much is actually done when people that have actual criminal records, which I don't have, but apparently some people do. I don't know how they get access to TSA PreCheck. So I wonder how how effective the program is. And there's an article that I'll link in the show notes for Phoneboy Speaks. So it won't show up in the Audiomo feed, but it will show up at phoneboy.com/PS/897, and you can go find the article that I refer to there. And just interesting observation. And yes, I've seen it myself, and people asking the TSO why they're getting TSA PreCheck, and they just kind of shrug their shoulders and go, well, you got lucky. And that's what it seems like. It just seems I guess you can pay to be lucky or something, but this is what we're seeing here. So for you regular Phoneboy Speaks listeners, of course, thank you for listening, and for those of you new who are listening via the Audiomo challenge, I hope you enjoy and subscribe to my regular podcast and listen to the other stuff that I've got coming up in this month's Audiomo challenge. Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/PS on the web for more information.